In the last 48 hours, we found out that the 2024 Olympic Committee has confirmed that breakdancing will be a part of the 2024 Olympics. Got mixed reactions from the world, but we wanted to hear from somebody actually in the inner sanctum of the breakdancing world based in Lake Macquarie. It's Ron Heathcote from Breakaway Dancers Studios. Good morning, Ron. How are you going?
Good, mate. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. Now, first question. As a breakdancer, A, are you going to be a future Olympian? And B, how do you feel about this?
Well, at my age, if they're taking me for the Olympics, then it's going to be one interesting Olympics. But maybe Masters Games? I don't know.
Okay. But, aim for the Masters. I like it.
We won't reveal your age, Ron, but you have been breakdancing for 38 years. So, Hit Family, you do the math.
You could be one of the coaches on the team, couldn't you, Ron?
No, probably not. You need younger people to be coaches for things like this. It's an ever-evolving sport, and to keep up with the latest moves and choreography, you've got to keep on the ball.
On that, you said the word sport, Olympics for sports. I don't mean this in any offence, but is breakdancing a sport?
No, it's definitely the arts. It's dance. It's creative. It's freestyle. It's freedom. So therefore, it's an art. But, you know, any exposure is fantastic for breakdancing. Most people don't have any idea how the level of breakdancing. I mean, so they'll be amongst the fittest athletes at the Olympics. And it'll certainly liven up the after parties.
Well, that's the thing, Ron. You know, when you look at the events that are currently in the Olympics, ones that have been, and even the new ones that are going in, skateboarding, sport climbing and surfing, there seems to be a technical element that you can judge and that someone will come first in. With something that is an art, as you said, that's about freedom, how is someone going to win gold in that? Because it's so subjective.
It just comes down to who's the best. It may be subjective, but anyone with any experience in breakdancing is easily able to tell who the winner of any tournament is.
All right.
So you might not be able to be a coach or a competitor, but would you be a judge? You sound like you've obviously got the experience, the eye for it. Could we see you in Paris judging these people?
Well, perhaps commentary, I think, and that'd be about it. But,
how do you commentate judging?
How do you commentate breakdancing? Do you commentate like a sport as it's going on, or do you let them have the routine and then speak after it?
Yeah, you have to do it as you go, and, you know, moves, some of the moves don't even have names, so...
So could you give us an example of a passage of breakdancing that you might commentate?
Oh, God, no. No idea.
Right, we'll stop trying to push you into jobs. I think that's the fourth time we've tried.
Ron, you're now the expert.
maybe when I've had more than 3 hours sleep, I'd give that one a go.
Yeah, but, 24 hours now. Yeah.
We have our dance concert coming up this weekend, and it's been a bizarre year, 2020, so we've been doing 18-hour days.
Your students, Ron, at Breakaway Dancer Studio, are they pumped? Are people already talking about trying to qualify, trying to get to Paris in 2024?
I tell you what, it's been fantastic for the kids, you know, because it's such an obscure thing in Australia, especially. Like, it's huge overseas, but in Australia, it's really obscure. But, so the kids feel, I don't want to say validated, but, see, for most sports, if they get in the Olympics, they feel their sport is validated.
Yeah.
For breakdancing, we don't feel validated because we're not looking for validation.
No.
We are what we are.
That's what I was going to say. Like, do you feel... Once again, I don't want to offend, mate, but do you feel like you sort of cheated? So some of the sports that aren't in there, do you sort of feel like we didn't even want to be here and we're here? It's good for the exposure. We'll take it. But, yeah, sure, we're not a sport. Like, is there that vibe?
Not really. Not within the hip-hop community. It's just that we're here for what it is, exposure. Any exposure is good. You know, sports are always going to miss out.
Yeah, I mean, you can't have everything in the Olympics.
I mean, so the Olympics either want to be relevant or stick to what they know.
Okay.
And this is a sense of being relevant, and it's also being held in Paris. The French have been world champions at numerous times in breakdancing.
This is making sense. So the French are going, right, well, we can't beat the Americans at this. We can't beat the Australians in swimming. What can we beat the world in?
But there's 16 different breakdancing events, just so you know. All of them have a gold medal at that.
Yeah, we
won the tally.
Where does Australia sit? Are we good?
Yeah, what do you reckon?
Well... I think it's probably one of the few sports that every single continent will have a realistic chance of doing really well in.
Okay. Well, we've got 4 years, boys. Maybe we join Ron at the Breakaway Dance Studios. And, so you reckon 4 years is enough to
Can we get to the Olympics in 4 years, Ron? What have you got?
I think there's a lot of fantastic talent in Australia amongst the B-boys and the B-girls. They will always represent really well. Because if you're a breakdancer, you do it because you have a passion. You don't do it because, you know, you've got rich parents or whatever. You have a passion. And it's the only sport that will be in the Olympics that's had zero government funding for the last 40 years.
True. Oh,
that's
okay.
Interesting. There's so many little tidbits
and
around this.
Physically, it's tough. Like, you've got to be strong. You're holding your own body weight. They're flipping. They're doing all sorts of things. So, you know, good on you guys.
I think a lot of people, when they say it, they'll just be absolutely amazed at the level and the dedication involved. I mean, so the last Olympics had gymnasts doing a move called air flares, which is a strictly breakdancing move, and gymnasts have taken it on because it's that level.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Right. There you go.
Okay.
If I did it, guys, it'd be break knee dancing, I think.
Oh, well, you know, you guys can always come down and visit me at the studio if you want, and I'll give you guys a lesson. We can put it on TikTok.
I think we've got to have a go.
Yeah, like, breakaway dance in Lake Mac.
Yeah.
Should we do it?
Yeah, that's it, man.
We'll see you in 2021, Ron. And
no problem.
Maybe in Paris in 2024.
Never know.
Thanks, Ron, mate.
No worries. Thank you very much, guys. Have a good day.
You too. Good luck for your commentary or judging or dancing or whatever it is you're going to do.
Coaching.